Hey guys, welcome back to Just Vibing. And this is a controversial podcast created by the Dish Talk Show, just so you could have like your fun conversations, your comedy, games night, and so many other fun stuff too. So yeah, so basically I'm back again. I haven't been really creating a lot of content for the past year, this year basically, because I have been working on something else, and you know, balancing two worlds is kind of difficult, but I'm a strong woman, I'm a strong person, and I can handle it. So I'm here with episode 2 of Just Vibing, and today I'm going to be talking about, no, today is Sip and Spill Thursday. So since today is Sip and Spill Thursday, I would be talking about, I'll be giving you basically a story time about me. I don't know why I went so high. I'll be giving you a story time about me. Okay, we're going to be talking about the day I got hammered and blacked out at Lagos, a club in Lagos. So gonna be talking about that. It's a very interesting story, and how we started was actually so weird, but we're gonna go into it. As you know, you can follow this podcast on the Dish Talk Show on Instagram, at the Dish Talk Show on Instagram. And if you want to listen to any of this podcast, any of this any of our episodes, if you want to listen to any of our episodes, you can click the link in the bio and select any platform you are more convenient, comfortable, or more, it's more convenient for you to listen to the podcast in. So we have a lot of platforms for you to listen to this podcast on. We have Instagram, we have YouTube, we have Spotify, the Apple Podcast, and so many other platforms as well. So you just click the link in the bio of the Dish Talk Show on Instagram, and you have a variety of options to pick from to listen to this podcast. And if you do not have any of these apps, you can just click the Anchor link and actually listen to it directly from Anchor. Okay, I also could keep a very straight link to the podcast in the story, so watch out for that. Okay, so yeah, subscribe to YouTube and follow us on Spotify, and make sure you rate the show and leave a comment, and actually answer or leave a question. I'll get back to you on any question you want to ask basically about the show. Okay, we are going to hop right into it, but before we go right into the show, I want us to talk about, I want to tell you, I want to talk about the drink of the day. I don't know why I'm so stammering today. I'm just tired, I guess. Been working all week, so you can imagine. I want to talk about the drink of the day. You know, I started the drink of the day last episode, where I talk about what I'll be drinking, and this episode I'm drinking a glass of wine. Okay, because you know, it's Thursday, Sip and Spill Thursday, so I'm drinking a glass of wine while I'm telling you the stories. Also, later on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about other stories that I find fascinating. I'm going to be reading out other stories I find fascinating. I hope I'll be sane by the time we start reading those stories, but let's dive right into it. I'm going to take a sip of my wine, and we can go right into it. Okay, so basically the day started out normally. So I traveled to Lagos to see my best friend. I have a best friend, by the way. I mean, you know, Trigon is my best friend. So I traveled to Lagos to see Trigon. Not to see Trigon. Was it to see Trigon? No. I traveled to Lagos to for ArtX. I traveled to Lagos for ArtX, and when I got to Lagos, I lodged in a hotel. Yeah, I usually lodge in a hotel. Yeah. Because I have a discount rate, whatever, we'll talk about that later. I'll we'll go into that later. Anyways, I lodged into the hotel. I'm just chilling for the night because I came in at the previous night. So I'm chilling. So we have a plan the next day to hang out and go to the beach, because we actually wanted to go to the beach. What were we planning on doing that day? Yeah, we wanted to go to the beach that day. We do fun activities like that. So I'm chilling in my room. The next day I prepare. By 12, I started heading out to Trigon's estate. Okay, his name is not Trigon, but I'm going to talk about Trigon. If you've been listening to the podcast, listen to when this podcast was called Dish Dog Show, but now it's called Just Vibing Under Dish Dog Show. You know who Trigon is. Okay, so let's continue. So I went to his estate and then I met up with him. No, he met up with me. Yeah, sorry, I'm so sorry. He met up with me at Palms Mall. I think it's called Palms Mall in VI. Palms. So we met at Palms, the mall at opposite Palms Mall, basically. Yeah, met at Palms. We went to. We met at Palms. We went to. We just like to walk around the mall, just look around, buy ice cream, go to get alcohol, basically. And drink while just playing in the supermarket. It's fun for us because that's what we like to do. So basically, we got into the supermarket and we went straight to the liquor section. Liquor. How do you pronounce it? Well, you know what I'm talking about. We went to alcohol section. We went there to get a bottle of wine and a couple of beers. I think he wanted beers. I wanted a bottle of wine. And I wanted... I think I wanted a spirit and a bottle of wine. We share a bottle of wine, but he also wanted to get beers, I guess. I can't remember. Oh my god. So we were at the supermarket. We were buying, we bought everything and we decided to start drinking. We actually at ShopRite inside Palms. So let's start drinking it. And then started getting pretty drunk. And we are just playing in the supermarkets, you know, playing with the carts, playing around, having fun. We got food, we got drinks, and we left and went straight to his estate. Okay, wait. We tried to find a place to go because we wanted to go get food, get drinks, and go somewhere, eat, drink, just like have a picnic and just like vibe. But we couldn't find a place because Lagos is so notorious for being expensive. Lagos is so expensive. Oh my god. Like, we could not enter anywhere. It's not as if we didn't have money. What am I saying? We didn't have money, so we couldn't enter anywhere without paying. We couldn't even go in with what we even bought, so like it was difficult for us to even go to anywhere and all that. So we had to pay. So we said, okay, let's go to the beach. We were like, okay, let's go to the beach. The beach let us carry this in. Oh my god, we're charging us 2.5 per head. I'm like, listen, let's just go to your estate. Let's go to the park. Let's just vibe there. So we went to his estate. The park in his estate is literally like. Very calm, like you can sit down, there's tables, there's you can carry your mats, you can do picnic, it's just really nice. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we should just go there and just vibe. We have our food, we have our drinks, let's just go and vibe. So went there, we're vibing, drinking, listening to music, that's what we like to do, and dancing and just talking and just being with each other, basically. So as we did that, I don't know what came into my head. I was meant to go home after we did that, but you know, we've been drinking, so like ideas start to come into your head. And then I basically said, you know what, let's go clubbing. I wasn't dressed for the club, but I had the clothes, like I had clothes in my hotel and everything, so he could come and just change my hotel and go to clubbing. I was in VI, the clubs were in VI, so like, let's go clubbing. So we that was so interesting. So we said, okay, yeah, let's go. Let's wait till like around 10 or so, then we'll go clubbing. I want to have a sip of my drink. Sorry. Okay, so that's really nice wine. Okay, so he was like, cool. So we waited till 10 o'clock, and when 10 came, instead of us to get an Uber like every normal human being, I think we even got an Uber, but the Uber was outside the gate. We're so drunk that day, it's insane. We have fun. Anyways, so the Uber was outside the gate, and then the gate is so far away from, like, it's a big estate, so the gate is so far away from the park. There are two parks, but we're at inside park. If you can tell the estate I'm talking about by my description. Good for you. Anyways, so we're drunk, we're pretty much hyped up, and I think he had some weed with him. I think he smoked some weed, but I don't smoke weed. So he was like, let's walk to the gates, you know, whatever. We didn't, you know, when you're drunk, you really don't care about how long you walk. We just wanted to just have fun. So I made this weird, stupid decision. I was like, let's go, let's do a race to the gate. What the fuck? Absurd, right? I was like, let's race to the gate, let's race to the gate. He looked at me weird, like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. And then we started racing to the gate. And I was thinking, you know, back when I was younger, I used to run 400 meters race. You know, I used to run a lot. My leg is bad, but I don't know how I used to do it. But now as I'm older, my leg is really not that good again. Like, it's not as strong as it used to be because I've not been practicing. Plus the fact that I've been aging and my leg is not as good as it used to be before, okay? So we said, he said, okay, cool. I was like, so confident. I was going to beat you in this race. I was like, I'm going to beat you in this race. I'm going to run. I'm going to beat you. I was like, okay. I was feeling like a pro, you know, because I used to be very fast guy. I started running. He started running. He passed me. I was like, no, I have to pass him. And I started running. And I tumbled over. When I say tumbled over, like, I ran. I did a front flip basically and fell down and scraped my knee. And the fucked up I was, I stood up immediately, obviously, because we've been drinking. I stood up immediately. I was like, nah, it's nothing. I was bleeding, but I was like, nah, it's nothing. And we're still going to go to the club still. So we met up with the security, the Uber, and then we started heading to my hotel. Then from my hotel, we head to the club. And we got to my hotel. I was like, please hold on, let me quickly change. I quickly changed. And we quickly changed and we started going to the club. So we went to a club called Sip. I don't know why I said the name of the club or whatever. Went to a club called Sip. It was on a Thursday, so like, I don't think it was in club night. It was Friday. It was a Thursday. So we went into a club called Sip. And then we're pretty faded. And then we just stayed at the bar. We're like, we're just gonna stay at the bar. We don't want to get a table because just both of us, like, there's no need for you to get a table. We're just by the bar. I don't know why I said it like that. Anyway, so as we had the bar, I was just like having blast, and I asked for shisha. Just vibing. And then all of a sudden, so this is what we do when we go to clubs, okay? So this is what we do. We take liquor with us, yeah, and then we go into the toilet and take a shot and come back, you know, basically, because liquor is fucking expensive in the club. Like, you want to take like four shots, in fact half a glass of vodka is 4,000 naira. So like, it's not as if we are cheap. We're hustling for our future, so we didn't really have enough to spare for that kind of fun, but we still wanted to have that fun. So we just buy liquor, bring it into the club, and take the shots in the toilet, whatever. So we're taking shots. Meanwhile, we've been so drunk already before we got to the club, and we're not thinking about that. I particularly was not thinking about, he was smoking me, so like, he was not really as bad as I was. I was going off like crazy. And then I was going to the toilet, taking mad shots of alcohol, coming back, dancing. He said, because this is now his own testimony, because at this point I couldn't remember nothing. So I was dancing, he was dancing with me as well, we're having a blast. Next thing I knew, I just started complimenting random strangers out of nowhere. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so gorgeous, I love your hair. You know how we get when we're so drunk, we ladies, we start to compliment each other, all that. It's not a bad thing, but whatever, it's just like icky basically. So I was doing that, he just lets me do what I want to do. He just like, she has started again. So I wanted to, okay, the club was upstairs, and then we were just at the lounge downstairs, and then we are not allowed to go upstairs yet till it's, I think it was a Friday night till the club started. So we're already in, and we're not allowed to go upstairs yet, whatever. So we're like, wait till this particular time for you to go upstairs and all that, so whatever. So we're just waiting, and I was doing all that downstairs in the lounge. We didn't even get to go upstairs. So I don't know what was entering my body. It's the alcohol. So I now decided to go take the energy and go to the security and ask him, why are we not going upstairs here? And I was like raking for the man, and the man just said, we need to get this girl out of this place right now. So they bundled me out of they bundled me out of the lounge outside. And as I was outside, I was just still powering. I can't remember what happened, to be honest. And he just told me that I was powering. Next thing I realized was that I was like acting so weird and loud and all that. And I was telling my friend that, listen, we are gonna have to go home or so, something like that. We're gonna go back to my place or something, or whatever. We need to get a car. We need to get a car. We're trying to get a cab. No, all the cabs. We now decided to wait till like 4 o'clock for us to get an Uber. So we went to an ATM machine. The ATM machine is like a glass. It's like all this ATM machine that has like glass and everything covered. So we stayed in there, and I was just trying to get myself back, trying to get myself back. And then we waited there till the next day. It was pretty embarrassing, by the way, not remembering. I didn't remember that part. So the next thing I remembered was me waking up in his house. I was like, what am I doing in your house, my nigga? Like, what the fuck happened yesterday? He said, listen, he just said, hey, come on, come on, let's go. Let me drive you. Let's go somewhere. Let's pack somewhere and we'll talk. It was early in the morning, so what the fuck? So we drove, and then we parked somewhere in his estate. We parked somewhere. He was like telling me, nigga, yesterday you were really. He was actually very he said, oh my god, the things you were saying, like, was really inspirational. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I can't remember what happened yesterday. What is wrong with you? What happened? And then he was like, no, you were saying some things. I vibe some things you were saying. You were Whenever I start drinking, I just start advising people out of the blue. Like, it's so weird. So oh my gosh, I don't even remember what I said. So he was like saying, and I was like, oh my god, I hate myself. I want to kill myself. I embarrass myself. They kick me out of the club. Oh my god, you know, cringe, cringe, cringe. It was really embarrassing. Like, to even I took it took a while. Like, now and then that next morning, and I realized that I was fucking hurt. I felt the pain the next morning. Like, I felt that while running. I was like, wait, what happened to my knee? I was like, nigga, you felt that while running. So it was insane. Like, we spoke about it. It took me like 3 months to get over it, because the PTSD, like, when you remember it and you have this little shiver or like cringe moment, like, yeah, I went through that for like 3 months, or even 4 or 5 months, before I finally, anytime I look at the injury, I remember what happened, and it was really embarrassing. That was actually my first time getting so plastered and being kicked out and blacked out. I can't really give you the tea. I know there's more tea to this story, but nigga, I think, you know what, when I'm with Trigon, we're gonna do a part two of this thing. We're gonna do a part two of this, and he's gonna tell his side of the story, and I'm pretty sure his own side of the story will be a lot juicier than mine. Because when the juicy stuff were happening, I was really not there. Basically, I was like blacked out, whatever. Okay, so moral of the story is, know your limits. Basically, when you are drinking, know your limits. Do not go over your limits so you avoid embarrassing yourself. And when you're drunk, your body does not know limits again. So you have to know your limit beforehand, and like, limit yourself from getting alcohol, and always drink water while drinking, so like, it just doesn't take you to a bad place. So that's my story. Hope you enjoyed the story though. I ended exactly at 20 minutes before bedtime stories. We're gonna be doing bedtime stories. Basically, bedtime stories when I read to you stories of other people's happenings, basically, and we judge them as usual. So just gonna have a sip of my drink. I'm gonna hop to it. Okay, so we are gonna be reading. Hope you guys have your drinks, by the way. Make a drink. You know what I think we should do? Let's make a drink. Let's be working while we listen to this podcast, because that's what I mean. I'm promoting productivity, so I feel like we should try that. As you listen to this podcast, as you listen to Vibing, just Vibing, let's just get yourself a drink. Let's get open our work. That work that is pending, that we are acting so late. This is an opportunity to, if you're hearing my voice right now, it's an opportunity to open it and let's start working, okay? Because I'm also working and you should be working and also be listening, okay? So cheers to everyone drinking with me. Cheers. Let's go into bedtime stories. The reason why this is called bedtime stories is because it's done after my sip and spill, and it can probably put you to sleep, but I don't think this one's put you to sleep because they're really juicy. So let's hop to it. So it says, and by the way, I haven't listened to any of these. I haven't read any of these stories yet. I just found them on Reddit, and I'm just as curious as you are to find out the messy details about them. So let's go into it. So it says, I am a 28-year-old person. Okay, I'm a 28-year-old male, and he's struggling to meet this woman, and she's 30 in real life. So he's a 28-year-old male struggling to meet a 30-year-old female in real life, because apparently we're talking. Let's go into it. So he says, I've been wanting advice, but wasn't sure how to explain. I've been wanting advice but wasn't sure how to explain this mess, so I'll try my best to explain it. Sorry for formatting. He's apologizing to us right now. Oh my gosh. Some background. She is 3 hours away from me. About 3 months ago, she starts telling me she loves me. About a month in, she's calling me in the middle of the night, saying she needs me and is trying major. And she's sorry. Saying she needs me. So he writes in short form, and I'm a Gen Z, so. Jesus, he's not a Gen Z. Why is he writing like a Gen Z? Anyways, let's move into it. He's about three months in, she tells me she loves me, and about a month in, she's telling me that she needs me and she's having major anxiety attacks. She normally calls in the middle of the night and doesn't text very often. I have addressed that I need some sort of communication during the day, and she says things like, I know you hate me, and I'm sorry I'll never be good enough for you. What the hell? Just because you asked her to call you during the day. Okay. And she says, you find someone who can give you attention and make you happy every day, because I know I don't make you happy. Whenever I address it, that is usually the reply I get from her. She told me that her mom died when she was younger, and her dad's been in jail for 15 years. Oh my God, that's someone that needs attention. Damn. For throwing her down the stairs and breaking her back. Whoa, that's trauma right there. She also has abused in a relationship from 3 years ago. Wow. We're going to be talking about this trauma, basically. If you want to listen to educational podcasts, something that you can relate to your life and learn from, make sure you check Mind Links. Okay, Mind Links is an educational podcast, and I would also be, it's also on that Digitalk show, so it's going to be posted on Digitalk show as well. So make sure you listen to Mind Links and you follow Easy Life, and you Mind Links is just go to the reels, and Mind Links is all the reels, so you can learn about so many things. We're going to be talking about so many secrets to elevation and growth, and also manipulation. Don't worry, we are going to get into it. Let's just continue the story. So she said her father threw her downstairs, and she is obviously, she's going to have anxiety and she's going to be needy because she is dating or is more attracted to people that are like her dad. Because obviously, when you start dating somebody, or you're attracted to somebody, or you are usually attracted to the first kind of male that you've been exposed to, which is a toxic male, which is her dad, and that's what she has been attracted to. So basically, we're going to talk about that. It's going to be really interesting. So let's finish the story. This is really interesting. She whoa. So she only has a dad now, and her dad is in jail, so she's alone. Okay, so her dad was in jail for throwing her down the stairs and breaking her back. She also was abused in a relationship from 3 years ago. So I need a passport to see her, basically. So I applied and received it in September. When it came, I told her, and she said she would let me know, but no updates yet. So that means she's trying to avoid you. That's weird. Yeah, that's weird. It is now the holidays and I have free time, so I asked her if she would like to see me for the holidays. She said, "I don't know." And I said, "What do you mean, I don't know?" She said, "I don't know if I want to see you for the holidays. What don't you understand?" I told her that, I'm getting catfish vibes now. I'm getting catfish weird over, because if she's lonely, no, she's like, I'm not saying she's lonely, but if the background tracks, if the background, what the background so far she gave tracks, then why is she avoiding seeing you? That's weird. Like, most people that have daddy issues or so many traumatic events that are unhealed, from what you've said so far, she has been expressing the fact that she's unhealed, because she's saying that you don't love her anymore by projecting her insecurities, because she has not healed her insecurities yet. Will not turn down that kind of visit. That's weird. I'm getting catfish vibe. Let's keep reading. Okay. I told her that I thought maybe it would make her happy that someone was there with her for the holidays instead of her being alone, but she said she's not really interested. So since a year feels long for me not to meet, I brought up that I would like to make a plan to meet instead of "I don't know" every time I asked. Just addressed my concerns with not meeting yet and told her if she always says we are in a relationship, why would she not want to see me? I told her I don't consider us together till we meet, and she broke down and cried. This is crazy shit. For about half an hour and the phone on phone sorry she cried for about half an hour on the phone, and I felt guilty because of what I said. I told her that I need to meet her. I received my passport and I bought a car so I would have easier transportation to see her. Like, oh my god, this is literally gold. She told me she never said for me to buy a car. Like, it's not you that, like, I'm not buying a car because of you, my nigga. Like, I bought a car for myself. What the fuck are you talking about? She said she never told me to buy a car to see her, and I'm buying it for myself mostly, not really the point. I thought she'd be more excited. Anyway, I stopped texting her because she never answers, and she called me out saying, "That is why I think you hate me." That's just weird. But really, I'm just tired of being ignored and doing things to keep my mind off it. I explained that, and she called me a very hateful person. That's weird. And that I blame her for everything, and all I do is hurt her. Her responses can be extreme sometimes. I told her I haven't heard from her in a while, and she said, "Don't start with your fucking shit." I didn't reply, and she sent me a chain of messages apologizing for it. One last text was 2 days ago, where she told me she thought about it and knows she did nothing wrong, and that's all to me. See, this person is fucking psychotic, on my own opinion, by the way. So basically, I need help. I don't know if I can handle this any longer. I just wanted a normal life relationship with her. Oh, I think you should just throw this one in. I think you should just throw this one in the bin. Sorry about that. My mic fell. I think you should just throw this one in the bin, rather, because this looks like a person that needs psychologic intervention, like a therapist, someone to be there for them. Like, I think you should just throw this person in the bin right now, because it doesn't really help. I don't know if you should end this here. But yeah, since it's a 30-minute podcast, we're gonna end here. Stay tuned for, well, guys, isn't this just weird? I feel like we're going to be talking, I'm going to be addressing this whole thing in Mind Links. The next podcast is just on, it's going to be also on this talk show as well. So just stay tuned. And Easy Life. I'm going to make sure you just search easylife.ng. Easylife.ng is going to be there. We're going to be talking about mental health, helping you cope through trauma, grief, addiction, so many things, like life, basically life tips. So you're going to be enjoying that one more, benefiting from that one a lot. So make sure you also follow easylife.ng and follow this talk show to get new updates. It's very beneficial, I promise you. You're going to have guests as well. We're going to tip in their opinion based on like so many topics as well. So stay tuned. I'm also going to be talking about this story. I'm going to read a story. I'm going to go also address it on Mind Links, and you're going to benefit from the advice, and I'm pretty sure most of you are going through this. So stay tuned for the story. All right, for the results, sorry. Okay, this wraps up today. Hope you had a fun time listening to my messy story and listening to this person's messy life, and feel better about your life that you have zero drama. And I'm gonna tell you how to have zero drama in Mind Links. So make sure you listen to Mind Links on easylife.ng. Go to easylife.ng, follow us, and just turn on notification. Be getting the link, the videos, and go on YouTube. You see it on YouTube as well. So just make sure you listen. I promise you, this is from a Nigerian. We are woke right now. I'm telling you the secrets, and we're going to be talking about manipulation as well, Easy Life and Mind Links. So you guys to learn the secrets to stop being hurt and stop being taken advantage of. Okay, so make sure you follow Easy Life Dish Talk Show and subscribe to the YouTube Dish Talk Show. The YouTube is Dish Talk Show, the Instagram is Dish Talk Show, the Twitter is Dish Talk Show, and it has a lot of programs on that. So I created a lot of programs for you to enjoy, so make sure you literally follow and subscribe to the YouTube. Okay, thank you guys for you being so amazing since last year. Oh my gosh, almost when I started, it was not easy, but you guys were listening. Even it was like one view, two view, I really appreciated it. Thank you guys for listening. You are very loved, you are very appreciated, and I bless you guys with so many good things coming in the new year for you. And I know that the more you work hard, and I know most of you, everybody's working hard right now, and I know you're putting in the work, you're going to get to your goals very soon. And I promise you, we'll all meet at the top, okay? Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You guys are the best. From the bottom of my heart, I love you guys. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be something you want to enjoy. So thank you. Remember to follow the Dish Talk Show. And if you click the link in the bio, you have so many options to pick from, so many platforms to pick from, to listen from. If you have none of these apps, you can just listen directly from Anchor. The link will still be in the bio. Still, just look for Anchor and tap it. You listen to the podcast straight there. No need to download any app. Okay, thank you for subscribing. See you guys in the next episode. That's episode 3. Remember to send questions in so we can have a conversation. Send questions so we can actually have a conversation. Easy Links also have a question segment, so please send questions as well. Thank you very much. Love you. Bye.